第40篇，数字中的中国国民经济。口译实践，将下文口译成英语。中国经济发展出现了高增长低通胀的新局面，国民经济继续快速增长，市场物价基本稳定。据统计，去年我国国内生产总值完成了74772亿元，9008.7亿美元，比上年增长8.8%，其中第一产业增长3.5%，第二产业增长10.8%，第三产业增长8.2%。物价涨幅持续走低，全年商品零售价格总水平比上年上涨0.8%，居民销售价格上涨2.8%，涨幅分别比上年回落5.3和5.5个百分点。经济增长方式转变取得了进展，经济效益有所提高，每万元国内生产总值能源消耗比上年降低了5.2%。
China's economic development has entered a new stage, which is characteristically one of high growth and low inflation. The national economy continues to grow rapidly, and market prices remain basically stable.Statistics for the last year show that China's gross domestic product, GDP, reached 7,477.2 billion yuan, 900.87 billion US dollars, an increase of 8.8% over the previous year, among which primary industry grew by 3.5%, secondary industry 10.8%, and tertiary industry 8.2%. The margin of price rise continued to fall. Retail prices rose by 0.8%, representing a drop of 5.3 percentage points compared to the year before, and consumer prices rose by 2.8%, 5.5 percentage points less than that of the previous year. Progress has been made in shifting the mode of economic growth.Economic efficiency improved, with the energy consumed for each 10,000 yuan of GDP decreasing by 5.2% compared to the level of the year before.
农业继续增长，在北方大面积干旱的情况下，全国粮食产量仍达到49250万吨，国家粮食库存达到历史最高水平，棉花产量430万吨。肉类和水产品总产量分别为5354万吨和3561万吨，畜牧和水产养殖业已成为农村经济的增长点和农民增加收入的重要来源。乡镇企业增加值达到18000亿元，2168.7亿美元。
Agriculture was further strengthened. Despite droughts in a large part of North China, grain output reached492.5 million tons. The state grain reserves hit a record high. Cotton output was 4.3 million tons. The total output of meat came to 53.54 million tons and aquatic products to 35.61 million tons. Animal husbandry and agriculture have become significant points for rural economic growth and a major source of increase in farmers' income. The added value of township enterprises reached 1,800 billion yuan, 216.87 billion US dollars.
基础工业和基础设施继续发展，一级能源生产达到13.4亿吨标准煤，新增发电机容量1376万千瓦，电力供应基本满足生产和生活的需要。新建铁路交付营运里程896公里，电气化铁路1916公里，复线551公里，新增公路里程35000公里，其中高速公路1313公里，公路旅客周转量达到5118亿人公里，大幅度超过了铁路的周转量。邮电通信是基础设施中增长最快、变化最大的领域，新增长途光缆27000匹长公里，数字微波干线14400公里， 电话交换机容量1961万门，移动通讯已成为世界上覆盖范围最广的移动电话网之一，用户达到1323万。
Basic industries and infrastructure continued to develop. National primary energy production reached 1.34 billion tons of standard coal. Power generating capacity increased by 13.76 million kilowatts, and the power supply basically met production needs and household use. Newly built railways open to traffic totaled 896 kilometers, electrified railways 1,916 kilometers, and double-track railways 551 kilometers. A total of 35,000 kilometers of new roads were added, including 1,313 kilometers of expressways. The passenger transport of highways was 511.8 billion passenger kilometers. The post and telecommunications sector registered the most rapid development. The total length of long-distance optical cable installed increased by 27,000 sheath kilometers, that of digital microwave links by 14,400 kilometers, and the number of telephone lines by 19.61 million. The mobile telephone network in China, having 13.23 million subscribers, has become one of the largest in the world in terms of its coverage.
全国财政收入不含债务收入完成8642亿元，1041.2亿美元，比上年增长16.7%。财政支出不含债务支出9197亿元，1108亿美元，增长15.9%。支大于收555亿元，66.9亿美元，其中中央财政赤字560亿元，67.5亿美元，控制在预算目标之内。中央财政债务收入2447亿元，298.4亿美元，完成预算的99.6%。货币供应量增长17.3%。全年现金投放1376亿元，165.8亿美元，超过计划控制目标176亿元，21.2亿美元。全部金融机构存款增加12940亿元，1559亿美元，增长18.6%。贷款增加10703亿元，1289.5亿美元，增长16.7%。适时下调贷款利率，减轻了企业负担。国家外汇储备达到历史最高水平，年末为1399亿美元，比年初增加349亿美元。
The country's financial revenue, excluding liability revenue, totaled 864.2 billion yuan, 104.12 billion US dollars, up 16.7% on the previous year, and financial expenditure, excluding liability expenditure, reached 919.7 billion yuan, 110.8 billion US dollars, up 15.9%, with the latter exceeding the former by 55.5 billion yuan, 6.69 billion US dollars. The deficit of the state treasury stood at 56 billion yuan, 6.75 billion US dollars, which was within the budgeted goal. The state treasury's liability revenue was 247.7 billion yuan, 29.84 billion US dollars, fulfilling the budgeted goal by 99.6%. Currency supply increased by 17.3%, a total of 137.6 billion yuan, 16.58 billion US dollars was issued throughout the year, exceeding the control plan by 17.6 billion yuan, 2.12 billion US dollars. The total savings deposits in all financial institutions increased by 1,294 billion yuan, 155.9 billion US dollars, a rise of 18.6% over the previous year, and loans rose by 1,070.3 billion yuan, 128.95 billion US dollars, up 16.7%. The interest rate on loans was lowered in due course, helping reduce the burden of enterprises. China's foreign exchange reserve reached 139.9 billion US dollars at the end of last year, a record high and an increase of 34.9 billion US dollars over the figure at the beginning of the year.
对外贸易增长较快, 利用外资的质量得到提高。 去年中国对外贸易跃居世界第十位, 全年进出口总额3251亿美元, 比上年增长12.1%, 顺差403亿美元, 其中出口1827亿美元, 增长20.9%, 全年实际利用外资640亿美元, 其中吸收外商直接投资453亿美元, 借用国外贷款120亿美元, 运用境外发行股票等方式利用外资67亿美元, 境外实际投资18.3亿美元, 对弥补国内资源不足和带动出口发挥了一定作用。
Fairly rapid growth was registered in foreign trade, and foreign capital utilization improved in quality. Last year, China rose as the world's 10th largest country in foreign trade. Imports and exports totaled 325.1 billion US dollars, an increase of 12.1% over the previous year, with a trade surplus of 40.3 billion US dollars. Exports accounted for 182.7 billion US dollars, rising by 20.9%. A total of 64 billion U.S. dollars of foreign capital was used, including 45.3 billion U.S. dollars of direct foreign investment and 12 billion U.S. dollars of foreign loans, and 6.7 billion U.S. dollars was gained through issuing stocks overseas. China invested 1.83 billion U.S. dollars abroad, playing a certain role in making up for the shortage of domestic resources and in promoting export.
人民生活继续得到改善，全社会消费品零售总额达到26,843亿元，3,234亿美元，实际增长10.2%。城镇居民人均可支配收入和农民居民人均纯收入分别实际增长3.4%和4.6%。 全年城镇新就业700万人, 下岗人员再就业245万人, 城镇登记失业率 3.1%, 人口自然增长率为10.06%.
The people's living standards continued to improve. Retail sales of consumer goods in the country totaled 2,684.3 billion yuan, 323.4 billion US dollars, representing an actual increase of 10.2%. The per capita disposable income of city dwellers rose by 3.4%, and the per capita net income of rural residents by 4.6%. Last year, 7 million people in cities and towns found their first jobs, and 2.45 million laid-off workers were re-employed, and the registered unemployment rate in cities and towns was 3.1%. The natural population growth rate was 10.06 per 1,000.